Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number. 800-259-9231 would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. You know what, Mark? I was an awful call screener during the break. We had a call roll in on the amp line, and I didn't bother to screen it. So let's go on screen to the amplifier line.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Matt.
Actually, I did screen your call, didn't I? All right.
Yes,
Matt.
You did.
We've had too many Matts calling this show. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I got another busybody story for you.
Oh, boy.
I was discussing this at work with a coworker, and he told me this story. He was driving home the other night, and he went to pass a motorcycle that was in front of him, because the motorcycle was going too slow, he felt.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was trying to pass the motorcycle decided to speed up. So he didn't try to pass the motorcycle anymore. He got behind the motorcycle,
right.
But he started getting real close to him.
Oh, boy.
Trying to push the motorcycle to move forward. So they came to a stoplight, and the guy in the lane next to him pulled up to him, told him to roll his window down. He rolls his window down, and the guy in the next lane was telling him, "You're too close to that motorcycle. Move back from that motorcycle." And he had some nasty words to say to the gentleman that was telling him this.
Well, it doesn't sound as though he was driving too safely. I mean, it's not a good idea to tailgate.
It sounds like a mess already. Go ahead.
But that's about the extent of the story. It happened at the next light, too.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on the motorcycle didn't mind. The guy on the motorcycle wasn't saying anything. He says the guy on the motorcycle was looking in his rearview mirror. He knew he was there. It was this guy in the next lane. And we were discussing how people feel like they have to intrude on other people's lives like that.
Well, now, would you say that... Now, let me give you an example of where I took the time to intrude on somebody's life. I was at a gas pump down in Florida, pumping gas into my vehicle, and I was just standing there, you know, looking around. That's all you have to do when you're pumping gas, and there's a guy across the next pump across from me, straight across from me, that's pumping gas with a lit cigarette in his mouth. And, you know, I said, "Hey, man, do you mind putting that out?" And so I think I said, "Oh, yeah," and, you know, reached up, put it down, and stomped it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel like I was...
Put some gas on it to make sure it was out.
I didn't feel like I was out of line by doing that. In that case, you know, my life was sort of in jeopardy because gas fumes are, you know, fairly flammable. He's smoking a cigarette. Would that have made me a busybody in that case?
No, but your life was in danger.
Well,
your life was actually in danger. If I'm driving along and somebody else is tailgating someone else, I might pull back myself just to stay out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell him, "Look, you know, this is how you drive." He drives how he drives. I mean, unless he's, like, way out of line, like weaving back and forth and doing things that are obviously endangering myself and others, I'm not going to say to somebody, "Hey, don't tailgate him."
Yeah.
And this guy that I'm talking to is a professional driver. He drives every day for a living.
Gotcha.
So he knows what he's doing. When he's talking about getting up close to somebody's bumper, he's not talking about being right up there where he's, you know, where he's becoming a danger. He's talking about just creeping up on somebody's
bumper. Yeah, I'm not defending the guy. I'm not defending the guy that spoke out. I'm just saying that there's a hazy line between, you know, where it's appropriate and where it's not.
You know, and I would also have to say that I in general support people telling other people how it is they feel about their actions. If they've got some critique, I'm for that. What I'm against, what bothers me is I guess when people start passing laws and using the rule of law in those particular instances. I'll tell you, there's a right way and a wrong way to tell somebody, and sometimes, you know, as humans, we're in crappy moods, and we tell people in the wrong way. And sometimes we do it in the right way, and people still take it wrong or whatever. But, you know, if I see somebody litter, and it has nothing directly to do with me, I generally say, "Hey, I think you dropped something."
Well, in this case, the gentleman did tell the driver eventually, "Look, if you don't back off that motorcycle, I'm going to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
So he did threaten to call the police.
Yeah.
Which is, I think... That is a mentality that is put in our kids from the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are teaching our kids to be tattletales.
I think you're right about that.
And I'll tell you what happens when you call 911. Here's how that's going to go down. I mean, whether the guy continues to do the same thing, your friend continues to do the same thing, whether he creeps up a little, whether he comes back, whatever it is, the cops, if the cops actually do manage to get involved, it's not going to go well for your friend. It is, there's no charge for, you know, being a stupid tattletale. There's no charge for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the cops will just pull your friend over and say, hey, you need to back off, you know, and they'll talk to him. So that's, you know, I think you're right in that respect, that that's how that's going to go down.
That's if the cops even show up
if
before he turns off the road. Matt, thanks for the story. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. If you've got a busybody story. If I saw somebody doing something I didn't like on the road, I don't think I would ever say anything to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how dangerous or if I thought they were putting people's lives in jeopardy, just because I know how upset people can be on the road. They're very testy. You know, road rage can happen at any moment. The last thing you want is to roll down your window and say something to someone. I critique them for something and have them, you know, ram you or pull out a gun or something like that. I would stay away from anything like that.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it's a very hazy sort of a situation. You know, where is it appropriate to say something versus where is it appropriate to stay silent?
Yeah, I think that people have a tendency, you know, when it comes to road rage, that motorcycle had the opportunity to speed up if he wanted to. You know, that. I think that perhaps the driver might have had a chance to go around again. You never know. You never know with passing situations how it's going to go down. I think I'd definitely leave that guy alone.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Scotland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just listening to you guys there, and Ian, you mentioned about the guy that was smoking in the petrol station, or the gas station.
Yes.
That's the UK completely banned smoking everywhere, in the pubs, clubs, at any enclosed spaces.
Right.
Apart from one town, you were saying about busybodies, the one time that bureaucrats actually were too lazy to enforce their own rules, there's one town in Britain called Stoke-on-Trent, where the smoking ban isn't in effect,
mm-hmm.
because the bureaucrats didn't fill out the correct paperwork.
Sorry, where was
so
it
now? Stoke-on-Trent.
Somewhere in France? In France?
It's in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't recognize the name.
It's a little town or something?
Yeah, it's just some very small town, and the bureaucrats forgot about the paperwork.
Good.
The national smoking ban had to be filled out. There has to be some sort of local version of paperwork filled out in order for the national smoking ban to go in effect in this little town?
Yeah, the people that enforce the ban are employed by the actual councils, the local bureaucracies.
I see, and so they didn't employ the right people. John, we're having a tough time with your connection, man, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. One of those international, sound like a VoIP line or something like that, a little iffy.
It was going poorly, yeah.
800-259-9231, unscreened call on the amplifier line. Who's this?
This is Jim from Second Life.
Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to real quick correct you on the cigarette thing. The cherry from the cigarette butt is not hot enough tonight to ignite gas papers.
So they say.
Dude, I don't care, man. I saw somebody smoking a cigarette near an open, you know, a gas tank, and I don't care if that's the physics behind it
Have you ever pulled
that scared the crap out of me.
I get what you're saying. Have you ever pulled on a cigarette and had just like some of this Class A tobacco just kind of pop and shoot off a spark?
Yeah, well, the reason why they don't want you to do it is because you're lighting it. I've actually tried it in my backyard. I was trying to convince my friends that, yes, it does. It does catch gasoline on fire,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get it to light, and I tried, you know, wasting like 5 cigarettes on this thing.
Oh, I'm sure that's true, and you know, with 5 seconds or 5 cigarettes, you're still talking about empirical data. You're not talking about, you know, scientific. And I get it. These are the sort of tests that I'm not interested in performing, though.
Wait, are you saying the cigarette? Let me make sure I got this clear. You're saying that a lit cigarette will not ignite liquid gasoline or vapor gas?
It won't light the gasoline and it won't light the vapor. I mean, you can't really light gasoline anyway. You can only light the vapor.
All right, man. I'll take your word for it, but that doesn't make me feel any safer in that particular situation.
Well,
I appreciate the call, Jim. 800-259-9231. Just please, don't smoke around things that are flammable. I don't care what the physics are. It just scares me. More on the way. 800-259-9231. The 10 tips to improve your self-esteem. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com have joined together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is included. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231. Mark, you have the 10 self-esteem improving tips. We like to do a top 10 list when we come across them, and this one sounds like it might be kind of helpful.
Yeah, I like this one. You know, I read self-help books now and then, and I always get charged up from them.
That's what they are intended to do.
Yeah, that's the intent. And, you know, a little bit of charging is not a terrible thing. All right, number one. This is, you know, not the 10 most important. So
there's no order for these?
Right.
Okay.
Do what you love. Everyone loves doing something, and when you indulge yourself in your love, you improve the way you feel about yourself. You improve your self-esteem. Excellent.
I love that one.
Excellent.
That's a good
advice. I tell you, I didn't do what I love for quite a few years of my life and found it difficult to be excited about the work that I did. And
when was that? When you were in jail?
Well, and after, you know, until I found radio, I didn't really enjoy it.
So what did you do after you got out? You did, let's see, there was the gym membership sales.
Mm-hmm. And you
there
know,
was the
personal trainer thing.
There was the ill-fated golf club sales.
Yeah, that went very
thing.
Poorly. I sort of invested in that while I was doing that. That wasn't before. That was sort of while I was doing ad sales. Basically, I worked at restaurants, you know, waiting tables and that kind of thing, and did, you know, worked as a personal trainer. So
now they're not actually saying do what you love for a living,
mm-hmm.
because not everyone can get paid for doing what they love. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't. That doesn't mean you should throw it by the wayside. That
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that you should abandon your favorite hobbies or the things that you like to do simply because they aren't profitable for you. You know, if you continue doing them long enough and you cultivate enough network, you know, you network enough, you meet enough people, then maybe if there is some way to profit from it, you'll figure it out down the line. And at the very least, you'll have spent some of your leisure time doing the things that you like to do the most.
And, you know, it's not like the single only thing you can do to make your life better. There's nine other.
Sure.
Number two, help others out. Nothing makes you feel warm and glow than when you are unselfishly helping others.
Oh, gosh, it's still selfish to help others.
I understand, but you still sort of feel unselfish as you're doing it,
right.
which is
a very selfish
thing. It's a
thing.
Feeling you're looking for, so therefore
yes.
It's selfish. Of course, you can argue that it's that in and of itself is selfish, but if you take that line of thought...
Is that what it says in the article?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great.
But if you take that line of thought, then you must think that existence is selfish. Forget that.
And it is.
Just do a good deed, help someone out, doesn't have to be a big deal, and it doesn't have to cost any money.
Yeah, don't feel, I mean, as far as volunteering is concerned, there are all sorts of volunteer opportunities out there.
And you don't have to get involved with a group. I remember my grandmother used to have a friend that was across the street. My grandmother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend was still living, but her kids were far away, and, you know, she didn't want to move into a nursing home. She did finally, but like a year, I'd go over and I'd mow her lawn and, you know, pick up the oranges around her orange trees and just do a little bit of stuff here and there.
Just to be nice.
And just to be nice. I did get a meal usually out of it. She would cook a meal, which is, I thought was great. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just really did it to be nice. And it's a great feeling.
I agree. But, you know, you don't necessarily, again, you don't have, I like that you point out you don't have to get involved in a group to, mm-hmm. to help somebody else out. And in many cases, you aren't going to get recognition for what you do, but that's okay. As long as the person who you're helping recognizes that you're helping them, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, that feels good. And even if they don't know, even if it's something totally anonymous, that you can still feel good about dropping a few quarters into, or whatever, you know, into some sort of donation box,
mm-hmm.
you're helping. I mean, it's not volunteering, which is a little more, I think, rewarding. I think, you know, when it comes to helping people, you can either give money or you can give your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your time is a little more rewarding. But then again, some people are so pressed for time that they don't really believe they have it, in which case, if you're pressed for time, you probably have a little bit of money to spare.
You know, I've got to say that Jason from SACL CAI, he said exactly that. You know, I would love to be able to spend the time bringing libertarian message to people like the way you guys do. I don't. I'm busy making money.
Right.
So I'm going to give you guys
money
in the form of advertising so you're able to go out and continue doing that.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Number three.
There's no one that has no strengths. Everyone is good at something. Know what you're good at. Give yourself a pat on the back. Do things that bring this quality out into the open. Exercise it and make it stronger. So acknowledge your strengths.
Okay.
Number four, don't put up with crap. I like that one. There's no reason you should tolerate other people being mean to you, even if they what they say they are doing is they do with love. Make sure people know they should be nice to you, and if they refuse, walk away from them.
I like that. Even if they're your family, I think that's important to add.
I think that absolutely. If there's a family member that's just giving you,
you have
your life
no
hell,
obligation to anybody unless you've specifically gone out there and created an obligation.
Yep. Number five, drop your negative friends. Hang out with people
absolutely.
Who are positive.
This is the best one so far.
I
I don't know. Maybe. It's a good one. Hang out with people who are positive and support you. It may be fun to bitch and moan, but if you hang out with these types of people, you will eventually become one of them. You may have noticed that people who bitch and moan are never happy.
Yeah. This is one of the axioms that I try to live life by, is you associate with people in your life, and the people that you choose to associate with and be friends with, more importantly, will either bring you up or bring you down.
Yeah,
now, I don't know who I'm paraphrasing. I don't know who originally said that, but it's so true. If you hang out with trashy people that drink and do drugs all the time, then you're going to end up being piss poor and drinking and doing a bunch of drugs. And if you hang out with people that are wealthy and that are moving up in life, then or at least moving in the right direction and are positive, then you're going to be moving in that right direction as well. So, you know, reject the downer people and associate with those who are positive. I totally agree with that.
I have to agree.
Makes a big
too.
Difference.
Yeah. It's a big one, and you know, that's the way you get ahead in life. You just don't hang out with bad people. Number six, do your research. A lot of self-help books are a waste of time in the sense that the only person who can change you is you. Reading even this blog post will not change you unless you get emotionally involved with the information, which is really hard, and it's really dry and boring. So read biographies of people you respect, people who do positive things and attain huge success. Learn from the master, not the self-help guru who is always in debt.
I think a lot of people think that, you know, only certain people can make it. I think there's this sort of mindset that only certain people can make it. I can't make it. I'm just your average Joe, that sort of thing. Oh, Ian and Mark, they're radio talk show stars. I could never do that myself. But you and I are just average people. We just happen to have figured out how to get microphones in front of us.
It's really true.
And really, don't let people fool you into thinking that there's some special class of people that are just better than you are. They would like you to think that.
Yeah. Read Henry Ford's biography. Now, the guy's a socialist, but, read his biography.
Right.
See how successful he is. Read, what's the guy's, the Wendy's owner?
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. Read Dave Thomas's biography. Is all it takes is drive.
Yes.
Is all you have to do is intend to succeed.
And work towards it.
And work hard.
Continue to work towards it.
Work your butt off.
Set goals. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really important to have. And what do we got? Five more?
I believe so.
Five more tips on improving your self-esteem and thereby improving your life as
Three
well.
Three more, actually.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. If you've got a tip that we haven't mentioned, if there's a tip that's not on this list, we'd love to hear from you. What has helped you in your life? This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor
Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, Sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Politicians have polls and teachers have tests, both designed to diagnose. What do you have at your fingertips, actually closer to your toes, to help assess the condition of your car? When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
True, they put the skid in skid marks, but tires have another role too, as an informant on the condition of your car. Here's how to read their clues. Form a puddle on dry concrete. With tires inflated to recommended pressure, slowly drive through the water and continue for 100 feet. And there's the evidence. If tracks are denser in the middle, over inflation. On the sides, under. If the pattern shows scallops, suspension needs service. Bald spots, defective tire or unbalanced wheel. Mystery solved. I'm Bobby Ligas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Give us a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free. And those features include the bulletin board system. We're approaching 250,000 posts. Got about 1,600 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see, keepyourassets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's keepyourassets.net.
I use them. They're good folks.
So we're talking about the 10 things that you need to know to help improve your self-esteem and, by proxy, your life. Because if you've got higher self-esteem, then you're just going to feel better in general.
Well, I do have good self-esteem, poor math skills. There's four left.
Okay.
Okay.
If you've missed the first six, then grab the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com.
Number seven, learn to accept compliments. I think that this is great.
Okay.
It's hard to accept a compliment and not dismiss it as being ridiculous. Someone has an opinion, and it should be respected, even if you do not agree with it. If people think good about you, then maybe you should too. And I think that gracious people accept compliments graciously. I believe that as far as gifts go. I believe that as far as compliments go. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. Those kind of things. Don't poo-poo it. Don't put it down. That person has an opinion, and that opinion is worth something. It's theirs. People have lots of opinions that I'm not going to respect and that kind of thing. But when it comes to compliments, take them. Some people are just pulling your leg and trying to get on your good side.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, they're telling you something. They're sharing something from their heart, and that deserves acknowledgement.
I agree with that. Though, I mean, at the same time, when somebody compliments me, for instance, Julia will compliment me on things, and, you know, I'll feel kind of sheepish and, thanks, you're partial, I know that, but...
But there's a reason she's partial.
Yeah.
You know, she's partial to you because she thinks you're great, and, you know, but probably partially due to the fact that she's complimenting you. You know, that has part of the whole reason that she's partial to you. She's not obligated to stay here and be your girlfriend. She's here because she chooses to be.
It's true.
So that in and of itself is complimentary. And I also think that this comes, at least from my family, for me, this is how it was. I was raised not to accept things. Somebody offers you something, you know, hey, do you want, I've got a couple of apples here. Do you want one? I was just raised not to accept them. You know, we are fine. We are proud and we don't do that. We just don't accept things.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed my mind on that.
Really?
I think when it comes to, you don't have any problem. If somebody's offering food, you'll take it.
It depends.
I've never seen you turn down food.
Well, if it's expensive food, hey, I'm a cheap date. I don't want you to spend a lot of money on me. That's understood.
I understand where you're coming from on that. But I just think that, when people offer things, I try to accept those gifts. People are offering them for a reason.
But do you turn it down once, and if they offer again, then
no.
You accept it?
No, I generally, unless I try to decide whether or not I want something. And then, if I don't want it, I try to be as cordial as I can. No, thank you, whatever. I try to turn it down in a cordial manner. And if I do want it a little bit, I accept it.
I think that's generally a good thing to do, but then there are also exceptions to that rule. I don't think it's a hard and fast rule.
No,
for instance,
there's no hard and fast rules.
You know, we're doing this radio show. There are people that, just as an example, they want us to read their favorite book, right? They'll send a book to us. In many cases, we'll get books unsolicited in the mail. And, of course, then it's unsolicited. Nobody said anything to us. They just send us this, say, here, read this if you get a chance. But if somebody says, well, I want to send you this book, then I usually say, well, I really appreciate that. But honestly, I probably am not going to get around to reading it at any time in the foreseeable future. I've got a stack of books that I would like to read that I haven't even taken the time to read personally. I try to let them know that I appreciate what it is that they're offering. And thank them for it, but that at the same time try to very nicely back away from the offer in that particular case. Because I don't want to lead them on. I don't want to accept it and say, yeah, well, thank you, that looks very interesting, when it may indeed be interesting, but I know that I'm not going to be able to read it.
Right. You read less than I do. I generally read more. And when a book interests me and excites me, I'll accept it from somebody. And when... You know, if not, I tell them, there's probably somebody better to give this to than me. I just can't get to it. Because I do have a stack of books that I...
Right, I feel better turning somebody down honestly than making them believe that I'm going to read this.
Right.
I mean, we had a very nice gentleman, I think his name was Sam, at the Pork Fest, hand us this Nelson Mandela audio tape set or whatever it was. And I told him, and he said, well, listen to this, I'm going to quiz you later. And I said, look, I don't know if I've got enough time to listen to this. I just want to let you know about that.
I appreciate it.
I
haven't seen that since we got it.
It's in the box from Pork Fest.
I guess
you're welcome to take it out
effort.
And take it home with you if you want.
Should make an effort. I could play it during telephone calls.
All right.
Anyway, on to number 8.
Moving on.
Include positivity in your life. I'm not talking any airy fairy chant in the mirror whilst naked. Probably wouldn't hurt.
I need to take
a positive slant on everything automatically. The meat pie you just bit into, this must be English, the meat pie you just bit into may contain maggots, but maggots contain a lot of protein. Okay, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, that's looking on the bright side.
But you get to the point. And, I think that that's a very good thing. When you look at, I guess the best example I can give to that is I used to be kind of negative about certain things, and then I got transferred from one prison to another.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from a youthful offender prison where I was the oldest guy there who had been in prison the longest. I'd, at that point maybe 5 years or something like that. Then I went to another prison where the guy who had been there the longest had been there like 45 years.
Right.
And these guys were jaded, cynical, nothing was their fault. It was awful to hear the negativity constantly coming out of all these ex-convicts' mouths, these convicts' mouths. And I realized, here's a connection. Most of these convicts believe everything is everyone else's fault, and it all sucks. Perhaps I should work on my own attitude.
And did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I'd say that people would largely consider me to be very optimistic.
I think that's important. I think that's a great idea, being positive in your life and in your dealings with others, especially when you're dealing with somebody that you have something negative to say to. This is something that if you read Winning Friends and Influencing People by Dale Carnegie, It's a great lesson that if you've got a critique for somebody, if you've got something that you need to say, whether it be to a friend or a coworker or something like that, find something positive about them or mm-hmm. something they've done, something you can attribute to them. Find something positive and compliment them on that before you move into the critique portion. Because if you just jump right into the critique, they're going to be negative. They're going to see you as negative. They're going to build up their defenses. They're going to build up their wall, dig into the trench, and they probably aren't really going to hear very effectively what it is that you have to say. And if they do hear what you have to say, they're not really going to process it and take it as seriously, because they're just going to feel like you're just a negative negative Nancy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do you know? You're just a big jerk.
Well,
so,
yeah, I think that's it. Maybe it's, yeah. You're a big jerk and I'm just not going to listen kind of thing.
Right. So say something positive first.
Yeah. So compare yourself against...
This is number nine?
Yes, number nine. Thank you. Compare yourself against yourself. If you look at how you were doing yesterday and how you're doing today, there's an improvement, and then that's great. If there's no improvement, then you know you need to improve your efforts. Don't start comparing yourself to other people, saying you are poor compared to Donald Trump, or just to make yourself miserable, or... It also doesn't make any doesn't make any sense to compare yourself to the bum lying on the street. Well, at least I'm doing better than the bum lying on the street. Well, what's he got? He's lying on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's absolutely true when it comes to improving yourself and your self-esteem and those kind of things. From a realistic level, compare yourself to your actions all along.
Right, because you're the only one that you can really assess correctly. As far as, you know, you may be able to tell that Donald Trump has more wealth than you, but that doesn't mean that he is any less perturbed or any less bothered by things in his life. That made, you know, even though he's a wealthy man, that doesn't necessarily mean he's not having a tough time with his wife or girlfriend.
Sure.
or stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
Nice stuff is just nice stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't change life. You know, so that doesn't, you know, don't worry about that stuff.
800-259-9231, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, though. I think there's something to be said for comparing yourself to the bum on the street. I mean, that can kind of boost you a little bit. But if you're feeling awful and you remember, well, somebody's always got it worse.
That much is true.
All right. So, Travis is on the line in Mississippi. He's got some self-esteem words for us, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. One more to go.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line, that number again, 1-800-259-9231, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website, we give them away, and if you want to voluntarily support the show, considering we give everything to you for free, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get involved in the program, learn more about it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month. Totally up to you if you want to join. If you do, you'll get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line forum and chat room and more details there at amp.freetalklive.com. But the main purpose is to help promote Free Talk Live, to get the show on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So learn more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We are doing the 10 self-esteem improving tips. We have one more to go. Mark, let's nail it out there.
Yep. Number 10, there's no need for you to put yourself down. Seeing yourself in a negative light, you're only reinforcing your low self-esteem. If you want to improve your self-esteem, ask yourself, how can I improve my self-esteem? The answer will always be, find one positive thing about yourself, and that will do it. So, I guess, don't put yourself down.
It's hard for me. I mean, I don't have to show up for a job anymore, necessarily, but I remember back when I used to work for someone else, if I would ever make it there late, I'd beat the hell out of myself. Not physically, but mentally. I would just tear myself up inside over it. And I don't know if it, I don't really feel like it helped me, but I felt awful and I wanted to just sort of wallow in my misery, I suppose.
I don't know whether that's a self-esteem issue as much as it's showing how important it is to you to be on time and to show up for work.
But wouldn't that be negative? Wouldn't that be being negative towards
I don't think that falls in the same category.
Like, Ian, you suck. You didn't make it here
I
on
think
time.
That, I think that that... Yes, showing up to work on time is so important. It shows how important your job is to you. But as an employee there, I saw you coming in on time more often than anybody else.
Yeah, I was only late like once or twice.
And so I understand beating yourself up. That's more of a symptom of what you find important, I think.
Okay. So then
don't take it too far, but yeah.
Then what's a better example of this than this being negative towards oneself?
I think that there are some people that regularly put themselves down.
Just generally having that attitude about themselves,
right,
like, I'm incapable, I'm useless.
Or that's the sort of humor they learned, self-deprecating humor, that kind of thing. It can be a dangerous game. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it works, everyone should use it a little bit, self-deprecating humor, that is.
Yeah.
But it's a dangerous game if that's what you do all the time. Because then you really begin to believe it and
no, you're not the worst person in the world.
It sort of goes
not
back
even a bad person.
It sort of goes back to the, you know, the power of positive thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being positive in your life and just not being negative. Important.
Yeah.
Negative is being positive, I think, contributes to growth, and being negative contributes to shrinkage, for lack of a better word.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would have to agree. You know, being negative doesn't accomplish anything.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Travis in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Travis. Travis, hello.
Hey, I'm listening to you on Genesis Communications Network.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Does that bother you?
Why would that bother me? That's our network.
Because it's a kook radio station.
That's not a radio station.
Yeah, Genesis Communications Network is a syndicator. It puts different radio shows on a satellite system and then beams them down to radio stations. That's all.
It promotes kookery. It promotes kookery.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Yes, it is the case.
Okay, defend yourself then.
Wait, now hold on. Are you calling us a kook show?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, does it bother you that you're on a network that promotes kookery?
I think there are individual shows on the Genesis Communication Network that might be a little bit kooky, in my opinion.
No, not might be.
Look, hold on just a second. Every show promotes something, and Genesis has provided in the past and still continues to provide niche programming for people who want that programming. Do you think those people should have that programming, sir?
No, I don't.
They also have computer shows.
That's because you're a jerk.
Well, they also have computer shows and car shows and gardening shows and all those other sorts of shows. What's kooky about that?
Nothing's kooky about that. I wonder if it bothers them that they're on a program where Alex Jones is the number one show.
Actually, I don't know if he's the number one show.
Alex Jones necessarily
is
the number one show. I believe that. Hold on just a second. I believe that Tommy Likas, their auto show, is on far
more. Bobby Likas.
Bobby Likas. Far more stations than Alex Jones is. I mean, Alex Jones is a popular talk show host, and a lot of people, like to watch his show, but I don't think that he's necessarily the number one show. We're certainly the number one growing show on Genesis.
So, Travis, did you have anything constructive to say?
I just wonder if it bothered you that you're on a kook station.
Right, you got the kook word out a couple of times, so that's pretty good. Do you have anything to back it up?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Hey, he's a kook.
That goes back to what we're talking about, being negative.
Yeah.
Travis is a very negative man.
I,
does it bother me that they have some shows that we might not necessarily see eye to eye with? Whatever.
It would bother me to be on Premiere just as much to hear
to come on after Rush Limbaugh or something?
Just as much. It doesn't bother me. No. I mean,
right.
It's a syndicator. They're syndicating shows.
Right. What I understand is that Ted Anderson and the crew over at Genesis Communications Network, who, by the way, I'm going to meet tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
going to
go meet him for the first time.
Well, you may or may not be going.
Yeah, I may or may not.
But there's this Ed Brown concert here in New Hampshire in Plainfield, and the details are at Genesis's website at GCNLive.com if you want to attend. But I'm going out there for at least an hour, I think at the very beginning of the show, maybe noon to one, something like that. And Ted Anderson, the head of Genesis Communications Network, is going to be there, and so I'm looking forward to that. I've never met Ted before. And should I be concerned with whatever other programming Ted wants to put on his network? I think each program on the Genesis Communications Network is a separate entity in and of itself. I mean, the same thing with Premiere, the same thing with Westwood One, and all of the other radio syndicators out there.
Right, it hasn't stopped us from getting on new stations basically the clip of one every month, if not faster.
No, it hasn't stopped us at all. And in fact, I don't really pay attention to what else is on the Genesis Communications Network. I couldn't tell you what their current lineup is because it's not relevant to what we do on this show. What we're doing with Free Talk Live is just from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. I don't know who's on at 10 in the morning. I don't know who's on Saturday afternoons. I mean, it's not my business. I'm not the syndicator. So who cares? I'm here to promote Free Talk Live, and by proxy, that will help GCN become more profitable, and that's all that matters, right? Is that they can sell their advertising and make some money and pay for their satellite time and make some profit on top of all of that.
I don't know. I mean, he just wanted to say that Genesis is, that Alex Jones and some of those shows are kookery, and
all I care about.
I don't know. I don't even listen to them enough.
I don't listen to those guys at all. All I care about is that my show is available on Star Guide 3 ABC, which is the sort of the standard amongst the radio business. Star Guide 3 is a satellite. Actually, it's on AMC 8 is where that is, and Star Guide is a delivery system that the radio stations use to pick up our show. That's all that's important, is that stations across the country can pick up Free Talk Live, and it doesn't matter what channel we're on.
That some of the callers that have called in and dropped Alex Jones's names are some of the kookiest callers that we have, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that necessarily they get on the air on Alex Jones' show. I don't really listen to it, but I can tell you I've listened to Coast to Coast over midnights on Premiere, the number one syndicator in the country, Premiere.
Are they the number one?
I would imagine they are. They are strong. And they've got Coast to Coast.
ABC's pretty big, too.
Coast to Coast is a huge show. Fine.
Coast to Coast is the number one overnight show.
That kind of kookery that goes on there with, aliens taking over and running our
remote
government.
Remote viewing, lizards.
So, okay. Yeah, you know,
and that's the same
stuff.
But right, that's the same syndicate that Rush Limbaugh's on.
Right. Is Rush Limbaugh ashamed of being on Coast to Coast? I don't think he thinks about it on a daily basis.
I wouldn't be ashamed of it.
No.
It's not a factor, and Coast to Coast isn't a factor in whether or not Rush is able to sell his show in the same way that, Jeff Rentz or Alex Jones, they aren't a factor in whether or not we can sell our show. Radio station programmers understand that there's a difference between our program and theirs, and they're smart. They look at each program on an individual basis, and they say, okay, yeah, not interested in that conspiracy stuff, but I do like this Free Talk Live. Those guys are exciting. They're interesting. They're controversial, and all the other things that we've been called by people in the industry.
Yeah,
I've got to say that I sort of thought I'll admit that when we started on GCN, I sort of thought that we might be tainted a little bit in the business. But no one has ever said boo to us about the network that we were on.
Yeah.
And we've talked to countless program directors.
Nobody's in the business.
Right. We've been to industry conventions, and people are pretty straight up and honest with us. And we've had consultants consult with the show, and no one has ever said, you know what, guys, you got to get off that Genesis Communications network. No one has ever said that to us.
No.
Because they understand that it's just a delivery method for this program.
And they understand it's great for us. It keeps our overhead low. They take care of all the costs of syndicating us, and we do the show. Good for us.
You know what? I just noticed that we had another call. Craig, I hope he can hang on through the news. We will bring you on in the top of hour number three. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Coming up, two California cities are mulling, considering the toughest of smoking bans that America has yet to see. We will clue you in on that on the way. Hour three is coming up. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.